This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, friends. Shalom aleichem, baruch hamavim. We're continuing in Maseches Nedarim, Daf HaShavua, Daf Lag, the 33rd page, which is the 32nd blot. And we're discussing what the Mishnah said on Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis, that there's no difference between someone who Aser is getting Hana and someone who Aser's food, except for rites of passage and kalim that are not used for food. If you say you're not going to get food benefit from your friend, you can't lend him kalim that even prepare food, but you could lend him regular kalim, for example, a cloak and a ring and a talis and a nose ring. Who is this Tana? Now, this is very important. The Gemara said, who's the Tana who said that if you aser Hana in general, you're ushered to have rites of passage and kalim that you don't use for Eichel Nefesh? Who is this Tana? Meaning, if you're not to get Hana in general, then why are you now to walk through someone else's field? Is that a Hana? That's not a marketable Hana. So the Gemara says, that's considered Hana. Rav Ada bar Abba says, Rabbi Lezer, who says, gratuities are Usher. Okay? So now let's proceed with that, but bear that in mind. Then it says, Hamudar Maichel Mechaveroi, if you Usher food from your friend, you can't lend him a sifter, a sieve, a millstone, an oven. Why? Sprekti Gemara, Vahamin Machal Nadar. But he only Ushered food. He didn't say that he's Ushering Kalim. Think about it. What did the guy say? He said, I'm not going to get Hana of food from you. So how is using your sifter or millstone a Hana of food? I'm not eating your sifter. All he said is food. V'hamin machal nadar. The Lashon of the Mishnah, look carefully, the ein bein hamudar Hana l'mudar himena machal. That means it said, I'm not going to get food from you. So how is using your sifter considered using your food? He says, Gemara Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Ba'omer Hanoas Ma'acholcha Alai. The guy said, not that I'm not going to eat your food, I'm not going to get the pleasure of your food. So what exactly is the pleasure of his food? What does it mean, the pleasure of his food? So the pleasure of the food has to mean, the pleasure of the food has to be not only food itself, but kalim used to prepare food. Look in the Ran. V'hamin machal nadar, v'kivan shekein lama yeyaser. Says the Ran, the Amar Hanas machal chalai, the kivan shehoys of Amar Hanas machal. Since he added the Hana of food, hare asar alatzmai, he's asking on himself, kamasha goyreim. He's asking on himself anything that causes it, anything that causes food. The kari le machocha, it's called food mishum de begramas hanoshalai, because through giving him benefit, humesukan, he is fixed. Vahavasalke daitach hachi, and the reason I would think this is the eloi, because meaning the reason why the Gemara feels saying hanos machocha includes not only food, but anything which is causing food. Because why the Eloi, my mikri hana'as machal? What else does the hana' of food include? He didn't just say I asked food. He said I asked the hana' of food. So what is the hana' of food including? Adding that word, it's like the Ran throws in, that the reason why we feel at this step in the Gemara that hana'as machal includes not only food, but anything that could cause food, is because what else do you mean when you say hana'as machocha? What does that added word hana'a come to include? So Gemara says, what do you mean? I'll tell you what it comes to include. Ema shelo yilois chitin v'yitein al makase. Maybe it comes to include a benefit from food other than eating it. What benefit of food is there other than eating it? That a person should not chew wheat and put it on his makah, on his on his wound. So that's a hana of food that doesn't come from eating the food. Says the Ran, ve'ima shalo yilois chitin v'yitin agam machal. So the hana smachal, loy mashme elo shalo yehena miguf hamachal, atzmai. Maybe hana of food is mashma, not something that causes food, but you should be not, that you shouldn't be nena from the food itself, even without eating it. V'lesar afilo hana smachal, Omar hanos machocha. Maybe that's why you said hanos machocha. Va'akati lishteri. Says the Gemara. Amar Rava. Rava said, but the case is not. He didn't just say hanos machocha. You know what he said? But Omar hanoa hamavia lidei machocha alai. He said, I ask her a pleasure that brings to eating upon myself. So he didn't just say hanoas ma'acholcha. He said hano hamavia lidei ma'acholcha. A hano that brings to food. So hano that brings to food is even kalim that are used to prepare food. Even kalim that are used to prepare food. Okay. Now, here's the question. At the end of the day, we don't know what the halacha is regarding. We know hanoas hamavia lidei macholcha includes kelim that prepare food. But what if you just said hanoas macholcha? What would the halacha be there? Maybe that would taka only aser, not chewing wheat. But you would be allowed to get hanoa from kelim that prepare food. And what about now? Now that you said hanoa hamavio de machocha, that only includes kalim that prepare food. It would not include getting benefit from food in another way other than eating. Look in the random Amarav, ba'imar hanoas hanoa hamavio de machol alai. Ikaman de Amar. There is an opinion, the Bechihai Gavna, that if you said this, aser bein belis aschite magav makasai, you would taka be aser, whether it's in chewing wheat to put on your makah, bein benapa, or to use kalim that are used to prepare food, bein bekfara. But the Ran says, ve'ein noachli, this is not a pleasant perosh for me, the bechlal hana hamevil de machal, because included in a pleasure that brings to food, loy mashma nesinas chitim luusin agam makasai, it should not include putting wheat that's chewed on your makah. Elahachi hava piska de milsa. This is the upshot. The inadar mi machal, if you ask her food, eno yaser ela ba'achila bavad. If somebody says I ask her food, then he's only ask her to eat the food. Umutar b'chol davar achar, he's allowed to get hana from kalim that prepare food. He's allowed to use the food to cover a makah. Amar hanaas macholcha alai. Then aser ba'achila, he's aser to eat it. Va'aser lilo ischitim al-gavi makas, he's now to chew wheat and put on his makah. Aval lisho mimenu nafuk v'arashari, he would be allowed to borrow a sifter or a sieve, because that's not the hana of food. But amar hana hamavil yidei machol alai, if he says the pleasure that brings to food, aser ba'achila, he's now to eat. Va'aser lisho nafuk kvar, he's now to borrow a sifter or a sieve, but he would be allowed to chew wheat. Omiu lilo ischitin litin al gavi makasei shari kein nira be'inai. Okay. Now the Gemara discusses a new case. Amar Rav Papa sak lahavi peirois. Let's say you want, if you said hana mivili de ma'acholcha. What about? I understand a kli that's used to prepare food is mevi'ali de macholcha. What about a sack, a bag, to bring fruits? The chamar or a donkey, lahavi ala peres, to bring fruits. Va'afilu tzana ba'alma, or even a regular basket. That's hana hamevi'ali de machol. It's a pleasure that brings to food. Even a regular basket. What does that mean, a regular basket? That you're not actually bringing the food in the basket, you're just keeping the fruit in the basket. All of these things are asr. It says around sak lahavi alav peiros hanam hamivilo de maichalu duloi tema. Don't say duloi mikri hanam hamivilo de maichal. Don't say that's not called a hanah that brings to food. Ela lasakein amacha benafal kvar. Maybe only if it's preparing the food, like a sifter. But if it's transporting the food, avol lahavi alav hamacha bavad. If it's to bring the food, besak v'chamar shari. Kamash malan, Rav Papa. Sana, a basket, sal, fine. So something used to transport the actual food to you, that is considered, that is a problem. That's called hana hamavia lide ma'acholcha. But now we can have a alamda shakasha. The shaila is, what if it's not bringing the food to you, but what if it's bringing you to the food? Says the Gemara, Bayra Papa, Papa had a question. Sus lirkai valav, what if it's a horse to ride on to bring you to the party? The tabasi roispa, or the ring to appear in so that you look like a chush of a guy so that they'll serve you better food. In other words, I say, I'm not going to get a hana that brings to food. Can I borrow your... I'm not going to get a hana that brings to food from you. Can I borrow your ring, your sunglasses, so I should look like a VIP, so instead of giving me Cheerios, you give me a good steak? I have to be careful because the vegetarians don't like when I use steak as an example of better food. So if you don't like steak, so that they give me cauliflower instead of Cheerios, you know? But, no, it doesn't have the same ring, but what can you do, you know? But that's the shaila. If it's not bringing the food to you, it's bringing you to the food or making you more worthy of getting good food. Is that considered hana mevi al yedei machal? See, look at the run. Sus, no run. Says the Gemara, Mahu, what's the halacha? Or, what about this? Mifsak umezo ba'are. Are men allowed to wear rings? Back in the day. A signet ring, you know? Mifsik umezo ba'are. What if I want to cut through your land? To get, in other words, I want to use your property as a shortcut to get to your food quicker. Mai, what's the halacha? Is it considered hanoham avil de Michael? Look in the Ran. Tsana sal suslurkal of a tabasaros ba mifsikumez bar mai. To me, Amrina, do we say Nahi the Hakravas Hamaichal Elo Mikriana? True, bringing the food to him is called Hana Hamavio de Maichal Afilu Hachi. Nevertheless, Lahakrav Atzma Elamach, to bring the guy to the food, Kemifsek Umezo Ba'ara, like taking a shortcut in the land, Kedei Shia Sham Mehera, so you can get there quickly. Lav Hana Mavio de Maichali. It's not considered a pleasure that brings to food. Maybe the Shani Hasim Shasaba Maichal Atzmai. Maybe it's only Hana Mavio de Maichal when you do a maisa to the food itself, when it prepares the food itself. The Chenami Sus Lirkov Alav, or a horse to ride on, or the Tabasi Roisba. Kedei sheyira ke adam chas, you want to look like an important person. Kishayirka val sus, when you ride on a horse. Here, the Ran is saying the horse is to look important, not to get to the banquet quicker. V'tehei tabas al yodoi. V'shul zeh yidnu loy mona yafa. This way they give you a nice portion. Ki hai gavna grama ba'almahu. So, that's the shaila. If a cleat to prepare the food is definitely a problem. What about to bring you to the food or to make you more likely to get good food? Tashma, it says in the Mishnah, V'masha loy chalok v'talas nizam v'taba, it says in the Mishnah, that if you're not allowed to get hanas meichel, you're allowed to borrow a shirt or a cloak or rings. A nose ring or a regular ring, So what's the case? If you're not doing it to wear, you're not doing it to wear to get better food. It's just saying that you're allowed to use it. Do I need to say you're allowed to use it? I only asked for food. I can't use your tie. What am I going to do with the tie? If I'm not wearing the tie to get better food, then why would I not be allowed to wear it? Elalav must be, when the Mishnah says I'm allowed to use these kalim, these clothing or kalim, afilei roisven, even to appear in them in order to get better food. Uketani mashila, and it says that you're allowed to lend it to him. So we see that you're allowed to borrow items even if they're goyrem food. Look in the Ran. Ilema shaloi le rois bahen srichal mirma de shari bemudar meichel. Kima de in maskirin bahen. Since these are not things that are normally rented out, kiyotzi bahen. Since these things or the like are not rented out, pshita, it's obvious you're allowed to. Elalava fiu le rois bahem a katani. Mashiloi alma grama de meichel shari. We see a goyrem of food is permitted. And v'chol hani debay rapapa grama ba'almaninu. All the shilas of rapapa were just a grama. Says Gemara, the truth is we're talking about where you do not plan on using these items to look better, to get better food. So what's the chiddush if you aser food, you're allowed to use these things? There is no chiddush. Agav, the reisha that said you're not allowed to lend a sifter or a sieve, so it's in the seifa, these things you're allowed to. But it's not really innovating a new insight by saying these kalim you're allowed to. Says the Gemara, loy la'olam shaloy le'rois. Really, we're talking about that they're not going to be wearing it. They're not going to be using it to be seen. Va'aydi diktani reisha lo yashi lenu. Since the reisha, it says you should not lend it to him, Tana Seifa Mashilai. The Seifa says you could lend it to him. Okay? So that's this little sugya. The next Mishnah is not really a new halacha. It's sort of a continuation regarding what we call gratuities. Says the Mishnah, V'chol davar shein oisin bai oichal nefesh. If I only aser food, any kli that is not used for food, but makom she maskirin kiyotzen, if you would typically rent it, aser it's aser, because let's say I say I'm not going to get any hana that brings to food, and you let me borrow your power tool. So that doesn't bring to food. So yeah, let's say a power tool that you use to cut fences. But if it's normally rented, and the fact that I don't have to rent it, I could save $10, and if I have 10 extra dollars, I could go to the store and buy a half a banana for $10. So, in New York. So that's considered a hana that brings the food. Makam shemaskin kiyotzven, if they normally rent out such an item, usher, then it is usher. Says the Ran on the Mishnah, makam shemaskin kiyotzven, usher, afilu b'mudar meichel, even if I only answered food. The high mudar meichel, the masnisin, the case of Mudar Meichel in the Mishnah, Hamukmas Levi Gemara Ba'omer, Hana'a Hamavio De Meichel Alai. The cases where he asked any Hana'a that brings to food. Vahani, and these, Kivin Drugin Laskir, and since they're normally rented, Vizem Ashiloi B'loi Schar, and this guy lent it without payment, Hana'a Mavio De Meichel, it's Hana'a that brings to food, Sharei B'dmei Haschiros, because for the value of the rental, shamach aloi, that he was meichel, yikach machal, he could buy food. So that would be a problem. Even to let the guy use your lawnmower, if it's lawnmowers are usually lent out, it's permitted. It's prohibited. Fine. Now we're saying that if you aser food, then you can't borrow any kli if it's normally rented. Meklal dereisha af al pi she'ein maskirin. That implies that when you aser food, and we say you can't use a sifter or a sieve, that's even if those items are not rented out, and you're not saving any money. Why? Because even if they're not normally rented out, so they don't have any market value, but still, I'm using them to get a benefit of preparing food. So think about it. There's a sifter and a sieve. If I would go to you, you just give it to me for free. So if I say I'm not going to get hanah hamavil de maichal, I can't use your sifter or sieve, it has no market value. You would never rent it out. Why is it usser? The answer is, it's sort of like a gratuity. It's a gratuity of food. The same way, if I usser hanah, I'm now to walk through your field, even though you can't charge for walking through, because traversing or using kalim, that is a benefit in general. So even though I can't, it has no market value, it's considered a gratuity and it's asr. Likewise, if I just asr food, I can't use your kalim that could prepare food, even if they cannot be rented out. Man tana, who's this tana? I'm Rav Adabar Abba, Rabbi Elazar. It's Rabbi Elazar. So Tosfos asks, take a look. We already said it's Rabbi Elazar. Didn't we say that's why if I ask her Hana, Drisa Saregel is Aser? Because even though you can't charge for it, it's Hana, it's what we call Vitor, right? The Gemara said on Lamed Beis is Vitor. So it seems like we're repeating the same Chiddush. But one is a Chiddush, when I ask her food, then Vitor in food is Aser. Namely, even though you couldn't, if you lend me your sifter, even though you would never charge for it, never rent it out, but that's considered a food benefit, even though it's not marketable and I can't use it. And if I ask her Hana in general, then even though you would never charge for traversing, and that traversing is a Vitor, I cannot traverse your field. So to speak, we're saying both parts of the Mishnah are Rabbi Elazar, who says Vitor is Aser. There's Vitor in food, there's a gratuity in food, and there's a gratuity in general Hana. Says the next Mishnah, Hamudar Hana Mechaveroi. Let's say I can't get Hana from you. Are you allowed to give a Machzis HaShekel for me? Shoykilel Eloya Shiklai. I'm allowed to pay your machzis hashekel for you. Not only that, peres loy chayvay, upayres chayvay. If you owe someone money, and you're not getting enough from me, I'm allowed to pay your debt. Apparently, if I save you from paying an obligation you have, that's not called a direct benefit. I'm not giving you hana. I'm chasing away a lion. I'm not improving your field. I'm preventing it from being destroyed. It's called Mavriach Es Ho'ari. I'm not giving you a Machzis HaShekel. I'm chasing away those who owe you money. We just said if it's something that you normally rent out, you're saving money. And that's Hana. It's not, you're not saving me money. Why not? I'm not sure. Buy Machzis HaShekel, because even if I wouldn't pay, I would still have rights in the Karbanos Tzibur. I'm supposed to give the Machzis HaShekel, but if I don't, you're not saving me anything, because I would still be part of the Karbanos. What about Bal Chayv? We'll have to see. However, what if Makam? But now the question is Makam Shenoitlin Ala Schar. What if in a pace? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm allowed to return your lost object, because I didn't do any benefit for you, because it was always yours. I just helped you find it. Makam shenoylin ala sachar, in a place where somebody who returns an object gets paid, and now I'm not charging you, and now I'm saving you money, so I am benefiting you. I mean, you could really ask that about all those cases. So in a place where I would normally get paid for returning the object and I'm not taking compensation, tipal hana lahekdash, that amount of money you have to pay to the funds of hekdash, because if you don't pay it, I'm saving you that money. That, in other words, if you would normally have to pay me, you have to give that money to hekdash. Let's see the Holy Run. Let's see the Ran. We have to see the Ran on the Mishnah before. Makom shemaskirin ki yoytze behen asar. If normally it's rented out, then I can't use even your power tools. Afilu b'mudar maicha. Dahai mudar maicha d'masnisen. When the Mishnah said, I asar food, hamukma slave gomar, the Gemara establishes it, ba'omar hanoha mevi'o de'macha. A pleasure that brings to food alai. Vahani, and these kibin derugin laskin, since they're normally rented out, v'zem ashiloi b'loi schar, and the guy is lending it without payment, hanoa mevi'o de'maichali, it's a hanoa that brings to food. Shaharei b'dmei haschiro shamachaloi yikach machal. In the amount of rental that you're moichal, I could use that money to buy food. Meklal d'resha, d'hainu, when I ask her food, and the halach is lo yashilenu nafuk kvara, that means even if it's not rented out, afa bishen maskir, and demai d'shari b'cholik v'talas nazam v'tabas, that which we matter, if it's a shirt, or a cloak, or a nose ring, or a ring, which is in a case where it's not rentable, that's where we aser asrina b'nafuk kvara. Next Mishnah. Shoyka lo yashikla, I can pay your machzas hashekla, hamader lemudar. The one who made the nether that I'm not going to give you hana, I could pay your shekel if you're the one who's asr in hana. V'chein payar loy chayvay. V'gemar m'farash taima. And I can be machzir aveda. Why do loy midi yavla? I'm not giving you anything. Ela mida'am denavshe kamadar. I'm just giving you what's yours. And makam shenoyt l'nal aschar. If it's something I would usually get paid for, the hainu im hoya machzir batel min hasela. The reason you would have to pay me is because when I return the object, I'm losing out on a job. In such a case, the Baal Aveda is chayv to pay. So the fact that you're not paying me, you save money. What you have to do is tipol hanol hektishim. Ein mach roitza lekabal schar. If you normally pay me to return the object, you will have to pay me. And if I'm not going to accept it, then you have to give the money to Hektish, because if I'm just moichel you, I'm being mahana you. Bottom line is, says the Gemara, if I'm allowed to pay your debt, and I'm allowed to pay your machzas hashekel, we see that paying up a debt is just like chasing away a lion. Says Aran, what's this going on? It's going on ashoika loy shikla. It's going on the case of if I pay your machzas hashekel, upayrei aloy chaver, I pay your debt koi. Dolahachi shari, this is why it's permitted. Mishum delav midi yavle. I'm not giving you anything. Elishem salik hamalve meyolav. I'm just getting the malva off your back. I'm not giving, by me paying off your debt, I'm not giving you anything. I'm just getting the malva off your back, even though you could say, what do you mean? You're saving me money, and that money I could use to buy food. For some reason, we don't look at it that way. Why? You're not benefiting me. Because even if I don't pay the machzas hashekel, I have a chelik in the karbanat sibor. We're allowed to take off truma, and basically separate karbonos, even for people who maybe lost their machzas hashekel, or for those who it was collected already. We had this in Ksubis Andaf Kovches. The Al Ha'asid Ligbois, and on those who were destined to collect. May Amrit Ha'kamahanile, the Parachoivoi. Elamai, you'll say, so you're not mahanami by giving me a chelik in the karbanos, because I had a chelik in the karbanos even if I didn't give the money. Elamai, you benefited me because you removed my creditor? No, avruchi arihu v'shari. Says Gemara, man tana, which tana is this? I'm Rav Oshia, zu divrei. Who is this? Zu divrei chananhu. This is the opinion of Chanan. Let's see the Ran. I'm Rav Oshia, ha mani chananu the sfirule shamefarnesas chaveray. Let's say we had this in Ksubas. The husband goes out of town and someone supports the wife. He pays off the husband's obligation to support his wife. So he doesn't get the money back. It's like he left the money on the horn of a deer. That's not called benefiting. See, if I benefit you without you asking me to, you owe me money. But the guy who supported this person's wife did not benefit him. This guy had a debt to his wife. He wasn't around to pay it up, and someone paid it for him. So he was just mavriach the ari. He got the wife off his back. It's not called being mahanes someone when you just remove their baal chayv. Okay, we're going to hold it over here. And then tomorrow we do Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. Have a amazing rest of the day. Thank you. Baruch v'atzlacha. Rav Pinchas is going to say a halacha now about saying whether you're allowed to say l'chaim before you make a bracha. Because actually in the...
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.